Hello and welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliated Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Allison, along with Red Hood and Johnny. Tonight we have a very interesting show, which relates to some autism news.
Some what? What exactly does it relate to? I mean,
autism
really?
Speaks and karma.
Right. Autism speaks. Autism speaks.
Yes. And the fact that what is happening? Oh, yes. The ex-president has gotten ill, which means they're getting less reviews, which means they're getting less sponsorships, which means everything.
They're not harming.
Isn't that?
Which also means that they're not. They're also mispromoting the organization.
Right.
One in a minute. He'll agree.
I mean, the thing is,
Hello.
Yes, Blackwood, how are you?
I hate technology. How are you, Red Hood?
Yes, we all do.
Yes, but technology
right.
Seems to hate me, Mr. Red Hood.
Well, yes. Look, Blackwood, the only thing standing between you and technology, really, is
the devil.
Him too, but Beelzebub is the second clue. Anyway, the thing is, the only thing it's the comparison. The only thing that is between autism speak and everything else is
that they have no idea what the hell they're doing, Red Hood.
That's very true.
And doesn't
very true.
Karma come around and bite them in the ass?
Indeed,
well,
just like me. Cause I gotta go. I'll be right back. Nature calls. Give me a check.
Nature calls. All right, so Blackwood, you do all of what you need to do. We'll be here discussing the cat. No, we'll be here discussing
Austin.
Now, what I think is that, you know, they were doomed from the fucking start between their assholic move, well, their vitriolic move to remove the founder. Okay?
Right.
Remove the founder. Right? So if you remove the founder,
right,
then you film with somebody less found, less qualified.
Right.
Sorry,
I'm
back.
Sorry.
Oh, good. Nothing. You missed 2 seconds.
You missed a minute. By the way, is George Takei our guest here today? Because I thought I heard his voice.
No.
Oh, wait, no, that was from the soundboard. Never mind.
Yes. No, it's from the soundboard. Right, we have one.
Yeah.
Anyway, the funny thing I think about, you know, autism speaks is that they're willing to say they provide a cure when there is no cure to autism. We both know this. We all know this.
Just like
we
there's no
know.
Cure for cancer.
Duh.
It's just like there's no cure for... There's no cure for stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Like you guys are herpity derpity derp.
You can't fix stupid.
You can't fix stupid, though. You can't fix autism. Like, nobody has said nobody, frankly.
Red Hood, it's actually proven that you can't fix stupidity. You would make it worse, but you can't really fix it.
In what way?
In the sense that, you know what they did to people with learning disabilities and people with autism back then, before they knew what it was. They put them in psychiatric hospitals, and they performed frontal lobotomies on them.
Right. Exactly.
Making them stupid.
Yeah, but maybe they should have.
Oh, you mean for the pigs in office? Yes, they should. But,
Well, for the pigs in office and then the people at Autism Speaks.
Oh, you mean the people running the show in Autism Speaks?
Oh!
All right, then.
Yes! Yes, I mean, if there is a thing, right, you know, last time we checked, right, the current member of Autism Speaks steps down, you know, then the other one steps down, right?
Right.
And there's a whole bunch of fools right after that that need to step down.
Right.
Right, but then we also think that shouldn't the organization fall through?
Well, one could hope so.
Right. I mean, you know, how many how many people do we have before everything goes kaput?
Yeah.
How many walks have to be through fucking the how many walks do there have to be through, like, fucking Central Park? Or fucking Nevada Desert?
Nobody has common sense anymore. They think that, oh, we have advanced science technology, we could cure anything. And it's like, no, you can't.
No, of course you can't. You can't really cure anything. And everything. How many times do you have to say this on this podcast? Maybe, you know,
through your stupid heads. You cannot cure something that cannot be cured. Don't even try.
Right. And if they don't
slap you with it.
And they don't even know what causes it. So that's almost like going, I'm going to assume, for God's honest sake, that it is X. When you don't know
gets to the point where you just want to, like, take somebody by the collar and go, stop trying to cure things.
Right. I agree.
Stop trying to cure what's not broken.
Exactly. I mean, I'm fine with being autistic. I'm actually very proud of it.
Me too.
Right.
Because it makes me do certain things that I can never actually think about doing without actually going insane. But I'm not saying that I'm not insane. You know what? I'm just going to stop there.
Well, I mean, I would think that...
That's helping the situation, Red Hood.
Well, yeah. Let's just see. All right. If we had every comedian, right, profess about autism through the eyes of an autistic person, maybe they would realize what it is, you know, and how seriously we take it. But
we actually consider it an honor to be autistic because of the fact that we actually think about things that nobody else could think about. Like, we think outside the box.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Correct. But then you have this, you know, we're going to get to it later in the show, but you have this thing about
Yes.
Think bias letters. Job bias letters. Which,
it's ridiculous.
You know, is sight unseen for any disability. Oh, you can't work, you have a disability. Oh, yeah, oh, we have to secure you. Oh, and we're not complaining that there's a set kit to security. Okay? We're not complaining. But you could make it easier for us to find a part-time job. You know, then saying, oh, we're going to just,
Or better yet, stop saying that we are retarded when we're not. Half the time we're smarter than you.
Right. Yes. Right. But you don't want to say that. Like,
oh, I'm willing
people
to say
don't,
it if it gets on my nerves enough.
No. We're not taking it towards you. We're taking it towards, like, half the time people do not want to say that. And in the end, right, the federal government, right, is getting in on the act by saying, oh, yes, we will have programs.
Really? Programs? We don't see any.
Yeah.
Down syndrome. Those kind of problems. Those kind of programs.
Or
what about people with autism?
There's programs to find jobs, but they're only giving the money to Southern states, not East Coast. It's like, so are we top liver?
No, you know what else it is, too, though? A lot of the money goes to people who have Down syndrome as well. Like, the bulk of that money
that...
I'm not saying, of course, there's a problem with that. Because that's actually a little bit more serious than autism is, in a sense.
Mm. Right.
But, again, it depends on the severity of autism.
Right. But also
the factor of, you know, it's really upsetting. Yes, you cannot find a community or a cure for Down syndrome, just like you couldn't find a cure for autism or the ADHD. So why are we even trying?
Exactly.
Hey, that's my point, is why do we even try? When,
if you look at how many people, right, see autism space, there's a lot. There's also groups out there that actually are meant for boycotting them.
There's actually groups out there that have common sense about autism.
Yeah. Right. I mean, if you look on Facebook,
there are about 25,400,000 results. Okay? The number one,
BoycottAutismSpeaks.com, right? And then you have BoycottAutismSpeaks community organization. And honestly, if they boycotted Autism Speaks,
we wouldn't be having
We wouldn't be having the situation. Speaking of, you know, boycotting Autism Speaks, great. Because it's not something that I think, you know, really speaks to people with autism. It speaks, you know what it speaks to? It speaks, and I hate to get on my high horse about it.
Yes,
it
does
speak.
It speaks
to a note.
But it doesn't mean that it speaks of a cure.
Right. And if you or anybody else, and we'll have this posted on our website, yes, our website, that there is a petition going around that says terminate your financial support for autism states. From parents parenting children
autistic children with love and acceptance. Obviously.
Right.
We don't, you know, We're not gravely ill. I have...
No, we're not ill. We're just... We're just different.
Just
I mean,
right.
We're just... We're just born differently. That's all. I mean, there's really...
Right.
There's nothing wrong with us. I mean, we can think just as great as you can.
We're differently able. That's what we are.
Exactly.
Right.
Different patents.
Right.
Mass-produced to overwhelm normal people and piss them off.
Yay!
Always fun to do.
Yes.
I mean, it is...
And the most unnormal person is one is the person who claims that they are normal.
Right. And
right.
What is actually normal?
And
what
is normal?
Nothing is normal.
When you put it down to it, because of the fact that when you really put it down to chalk that they should be stepping down. Because it doesn't
help anybody.
They
should be stepping down and shutting up and not trying to force a cure on us.
Right. Right. More people need to realize this.
Because it doesn't help.
No.
And making assumptions, too. About,
it might make things worse. That's the thing.
Right.
That's like saying,
I mean,
we have a cure for cancer. We're going to test it on everybody. And then, like in every single movie that says that they found a cure for cancer, zombie.
Right. Yeah. Zombie apocalypse waiting to happen.
Good job, people.
It would have been the same thing if, like, Gandhi had a zombie apocalypse. Could you imagine?
You know how funny that would be, actually, Red Hood? Just thinking about it?
Yes.
I mean,
if you think about it, Black Hood, it could be pretty funny if, like, Gandhi said, we are going to protest, and they all turn into zombies. So you're suggesting that we all turn into zombies. Why?
Why? Because some stupid idiot in a science lab decided to play God.
Right.
Now, mind you, I'm not that religious, though, but I don't like the idea of changing somebody who has autism into something that doesn't, because half the time, you're not going to like what you get.
Yeah, right.
Half the time.
Perfect example of that is Jurassic World.
Right, and then also,
I'm not finished with my example, Blackhood. I mean, Blackhood. That's me.
Yes, Blackhood. Yes, Blackhood. What do you want, Blackhood?
Yes, hello, Blackhood.
Back to Earth, Blackhood. Anyway.
Yes, my name is Blackhood, and your name? Oh, it's Blackhood, too? Okay, nice to meet you, Blackhood.
No. My name is Blackhood. But anyway, continue.
If anybody's ever seen Jurassic World, where they made that hybrid dinosaur, that's what I'm talking about. Don't fix something that doesn't need to be fixed. Don't mix together dangerous dinosaurs with something else that can camouflage itself and then wreak a total rampage with its fellow raptors.
Right.
That's, like, the stupidest idea you could ever do. If you've ever seen what happened to the engine security guys? Oh, yeah, they got screwed.
Of course they got screwed. I mean, with the fact that you have, the fact is that when you have this kind of thing, and as for anybody who says boycott autism speaks, but...
It's like saying boycott the world.
Well, no.
Mommy, Daddy, dinosaurs. Shut up.
Mommy, Daddy, Mom, Dad, I have
Jeez.
I have a problem. What is that? Dad? Yes? There are zombies. Where I'm a zombie.
Oh, Christ!
Oh, I thought I knew.
Or just like,
you know,
just like boycotting Starbucks because the cups are red.
That is the stupidest reason to boycott Starbucks.
Bull crap.
That, I'm sorry, but that is just a retarded reason to do it.
Thank you. They're good. They're
why?
Good. Boycott Starbucks. More for me.
Yeah.
Right.
No line. No line. Booyah.
But,
yeah.
It's like, by the way, Merry Christmas, and I know that pisses you off, but I don't really care.
No, say that. I think say that to anybody who is rather, you know, chill about the whole thing. It's the funniest bit because of the fact that, you know, when you go to an autism speech rally, they're saying, oh, this celebrity supports you, and we really have your back, and we really have everything, and really, when they really don't, you know.
Right.
How in the world are you saying yes, you know?
Yeah, it's just like, it gets to the point where you're just like, why do you need a cure so bad? What do you have against autism that makes you want to cure it? I mean, are you Hitler in disguise, or are you Goebbels in disguise?
Well, either one of those would work.
Or are you Tojo in disguise?
No. Tojo.
Oh, no, Tojo was a general. I'm thinking of Yamamoto.
Stalin.
No, Stalin actually had no problem with people with autism.
Ah, that's true. God, Winston Churchill doesn't. He's a savior of that.
Gee, I find it hard to believe. I think Churchill actually does have a problem with autism.
Churchill?
No, wait. I'm thinking of Saddam Hussein.
Oh. Saddam Hussein.
Huh?
Saddam Hussein.
No, I call him insane because he's nuts.
Right.
He used freaking mustard gas on the Kurds, who, by the way, were unarmed.
Right. That's like the time I tried to use my rotting crop. On the ear of corn.
All right, Red Hood, don't
really
go there. Don't go there. Okay.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, shut up.
Yes. Anyway, right. So in other news,
you
know, grand
scheme. Any SNM references here, Red Hood?
Yeah, right. Okay. So then, also, the other thing is that, as we all know, Star Wars is coming out.
Oh, yes. Here we go.
Oh,
where
yes.
Do I with this tragedy?
It may be a tragedy to you, Blackwood, but you didn't get arrested.
For not being legally able to vote?
Well,
in,
not being...
In the 400?
No.
Well, let's decide that.
First off, of course, where the hell did you get a galactic passport? To come here to Earth.
Right.
Hold on a second. I think we have a special guest.
Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh. You said I couldn't vote in the elections?
Lord Vader.
Yes.
We have found the rebel base on Hoth, and it appears that the ice caps are melting up.
Yes.
And it just got quiet after that.
I tried to vote in the election. In.
So, do you feel bad for getting Chewbacca arrested for helping you vote?
Not really. Not at all.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you're the Dark Lord of the Sith. By the way, I'm sorry about
well,
that.
Listen. There are 16 of us. 16 of us.
Wow, Padme had 6 husbands?
No, I'm not a fucking... No. I don't know what you're talking about.
I always thought that Darth Vader swung more in the female pond. Versus...
What are you talking about? Seriously, what the hell are you talking about?
Your wife, Padme Amidala, the one that died during childbirth in episode 3.
Oh, that's it. Right. Anyway, look. I'm not sorry for getting my overgrown cold beast get arrested. And listen, if they had one fucking iota son of an iota, they wouldn't have arrested him. Well, wait, sorry. Did I just say I wasn't sorry? Yes, I'm not sorry. Anyway, so now...
How do you feel about your son and daughter kissing in episode 5?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Isn't it? When did
we see
her?
Well, you and I
probably... We're choked in a minute.
You know Hollywood, right? You know Hollywood, don't you?
Lord Vader, what did you do with Mr. Red Hood, and where can I find him?
Yeah.
Who?
Red Hood.
Who?
It's time for you to go, Vader.
Oh, yeah, after this Monday, Ukrainian election.
Look, just go back to Coruscant and hug the Emperor, okay? And go cry over your wife. Anyway, Red Hood, where are you?
Yes, I'm back. I have no idea what the hell that was, but who was that? who was that? Who? Who was that?
That was Lord Vader, Red Hood.
Yeah.
Shame in.
Yeah.
I think we might get raided by Imperial Stormtroopers because I dissed him and his late wife, Padme Amidala, who, by the way, slept with 16 other Darth Vaders. But anyway.
Okay. Black, what the hell did you do? What did you do?
I have no idea what I did. All I did was make a joke about Padme Amidala, and he went on a whole hissy fit.
Yeah.
Oh?
Yes.
He went on a hissy fit?
Yes, he had his lightsaber and everything. Unfortunately, though, the Schwartz was not strong with him.
Well, the Schwartz was never strong with him, but yet,
Oh, wait, no, it's the Force. Never mind, not the Schwartz. Sorry.
you're thinking of that.
Yeah, I was thinking of Spaceballs. Huh?
Yeah, Spaceballs.
He's back. Hold on a second. He wanted to say something. Right. It's not Schwartz. It's the Force. You dumb nut. Now I've got to really go.
Yeah, I think it's all the time for you.
Shit, they'll never get this.
Anyway, who? What's that?
Anyway, moving on to what we were talking about earlier.
Yes!
So...
Anyway, Blackwood. Next time Mr. Vader actually comes in here, can you please... His people told our people about the wife swearing.
They said, don't do that. Anyway, yeah, so...
Force choked her.
What?
He force choked her in episode 3, so why wouldn't I make a joke about that?
Right. Well, he was alive for all of it. No.
Oh, yeah, and he also lost his leg and his arm, so he became a leper.
Watch it. I mean, really? Really? Yeah. So, no.
Sorry, Red Hood.
Well, he could always come back in a day or two. The Ukrainian elections aren't over yet.
Yeah,
anyway,
but here's the thing, is that how the hell did Chewbacca get a passport to come all the way here to help out his enemy just to vote?
All right, you're right.
You have a point there.
And last time I checked, wasn't Darth Vader dead?
Right, yeah. Right.
I mean, the Emperor did kill him, and then he killed the Emperor.
You do have a point.
Unless, of course, he's in hell and he got revived by Satan.
True.
All right, who is playing with the Ouija board, Johnny?
Oh, whoops, sorry.
You went out with the Ouija board? What?
That was just me typing.
Damn it all.
Right. So anyway...
John, you and I are going to have a talk about that later on after the show.
What?
Oh... Nothing. Anyway, the point is really, really, it has all really gone to shit.
Right back. Okay.
See, what I want to know is, first off, Red Hood, how the hell they got handcuffs big enough to fit around his wrists? I mean, a Wookiee is no
joke. Right.
I mean, a Wookiee could rip an arm out of your socket. This is made a Han Solo reference. Anyway, I apologize.
No.
Anybody who's old enough to get that, God bless you. Anybody who's not old enough to get that, well, you lived a pathetic childhood.
Very true.
Huh?
Very true.
Look, I grew up with episode 1 through 6, well, technically 4 through 1, well, 4 through 3. If that makes any sense? Now they're making an episode 7 through 9, which I'm very, very excited about.
Oh, yes.
Get back to the whole arresting of Chewbacca. Now, did we hear from Han Solo? Is he paying bail for Chewie?
I don't think we got that information.
Oh, no, we haven't, but we have heard from C-3PO.
Oh, boy.
Yes, R2-D2? Look, yes, what? We've heard... Is he coming out now? I take that as a no.
Here comes a bad C-3PO. Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop.
No, that would be R2-D2, Johnny.
Oh.
That'd be R2-D2. Yes. R2!
Yeah, that's right. What? I'm making a fool out of myself.
Have we heard? No. No, not really. Anyway, so...
Oh, where is it?
Oh, where is it?
There.
Yes, the epic fail. So now, also, getting off the subject of Darth Vader and onto the fake cover letters for people with disabilities, what do we all think of this?
It's shitty how people with disabilities get discriminated against when... This happened quite a bit.
And the thing about it also is that using fake cover letters, researchers have found that job applicants who mention their disability are 26% less likely to hear back from employers. However, wait a second, if you, but then they said, for the study of researchers that sent in applications in response to 616 advertised openings for academy positions, all fictional applicants were appropriately qualified, who were appropriately qualified with half the jobs, were entry level or half or more experience, and one third of it was diagnosed, applicants diagnosed and diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome, and another third said spinal cord injury, and they revealed that they had no disability.
Okay, one, if your spinal cord was missing, you'd be dead.
Right. But the thing is, with all of this, fewer and fewer, with fewer as 15 employees were least likely to respond to with job seekers with disabilities. And these applicants garnered more interest when applying to government jobs, publicly held companies, firms that had a contract with the federal government, according to the results, which have not been.
Over the years, Red Hood, is that people who try to do that have no honor.
Try to do what?
Trying to get a job via saying that, oh, I have a disability.
Okay, I'm listening.
Why?
In what contest?
Basically, what you're doing is that, like, you're showing, of course, that you cannot work.
If you don't say you have a disability and you have a disability, how are they going to find out? Sure.
Yeah, but Jamie, put it like this: so would you rather get the job, or would you?
Yes, Blackford.
Yes, Redhead. What I'm saying is that you need to think about this, though. Would you rather get the job or not get the job? To be honest, I'd rather get the job.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'd rather get the job, but...
Just say that you have a disability, and just say that, like, you'd rather not explain what the disability is, because to be honest, it's really not the employer's business. What's
right.
Happened? Okay?
No, I see what you're saying.
That's all I'm saying.
I see what you're saying. I mean, like, it's really not...
It's really none of their business what you do. But...
Or what you have.
Exactly. Like, just say, of course, that you have a disability and that's it. End of discussion.
Right.
But don't be a jackass about it.
All right.
You know?
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Makes sense. You just don't. Better off.
Yeah. Just don't take advantage of that.
Right.
Because it's not
but
right.
But many people are taking advantage of it. And rightly so.
Because they're lazy and they don't want to work.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. And again, another thing too is that like people who say that they're disabled, they get welfare when they really don't have a disability.
Right. Those people should be shot.
Yep.
But I don't feel sorry for those people who actually dupe the government. Because of the fact that, what the hell are they doing?
Yeah, just like the people that come here illegally and don't have a job, they get welfare from the government.
All right.
And I'm going to go hide in the hole now because I just realized what I said was racist. I'm going to go hide now.
I mean, we...
Hey,
like, but does that mean... But that... Wait. Stop. Does that mean that we should be shot if we collect disability money?
Mate. That was a joke.
I'm raising a... No. I'm raising a fair question out of your joke.
Yes, but welfare and disability are two different things.
Okay, explain to us then, how are they two different things?
Welfare, you get about 150 grand a month. Disability,
uh-huh.
You get about 700 a month. Think about it there.
But some
ladies and gentlemen, to the Republicans who say that people with disabilities get paid a lot, we don't. We don't. No. Unlike the people who come in illegally, they get paid about $150,000 a year, and troops get about $28,000 a year. Yeah, you can kind of see where the government is rolling with this. Meaning, of course, they care about more about people that come here illegally than they care about their own soldiers out in the field. Good job, America.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, that we got that shitstorm in the way, on to you, Red Hood.
Well, I mean, the shitstorm out of the way, regardless, I think that with I think that the they should, especially smaller companies, should give people with disabilities a chance, because what are we really trying to do? We're trying to work.
Yeah, we're trying to live our lives. We're trying
right.
to live with more people. Yet, when you say, oh, he's disabled, he doesn't need that much money. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We need to live just like you people do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, then back to you, Blackwood, because as we go out with a bang, we have
literally
have some news from the Russian front. And this is your article, Blackwood, so go ahead, take it away.
Oh, yes, of course. The whole possible nuclear glassing of Syrian regions where ISIS is controlling.
Sorry,
you know,
what?
Glassing. It's another term for nuking.
Nah.
All that super heat literally turns sand to glass. Think about it like this. A nuke has the brightness of 1,000 suns. One blast when it first explodes. You know that white light that you see? Here. Let me send you all an example of this. Audience at home, you might not be able to see it, but I'm going to put it on the... Can I put it on the website, Red Hood?
Can you what?
Can I put it on the website, that nuclear explosion demonstration?
Absolutely.
I don't know if I can.
Get over to Allison first.
All right. Yeah, Allison, I'm going to beam it to you, okay?
Okay.
Yes. Basically, what happens is that, like, it's a fusion reaction. Picture, if you will, 100,000 tons of TNT.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
It's backed up by about 20 pounds of plutonium or uranium, depending on the size of the warhead.
Mm-hmm.
And picture that being jammed right down your throat via cave entrance.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Wow. But here's the problem.
So,
since it's a widespread area of the desert, I mean, anybody, anything, or anybody in that area is going to get vaporized by the blast. But here's the problem, though. The mopping up part. you're going to need to get a lot of search and destroy teams down there to mop up the entire area looking for survivors of the blast. And that's going to be dangerous because of the radiation. So that means, of course, you're going to have to wear radiation suits and masks. That you're going to have to sanitize your guys.
Right.
It's no joke. It's just...
It's not anything you play around with either.
No, it's not. Because, a nuclear missile needs authorization from the government head, which at this point is Putin.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing Putin, he's probably crazy enough to do it.
Right.
And it costs about... What would you say, Jamie? Just to fund a nuclear missile launch?
Yes, I could.
What would you say, like a couple billion dollars or euros, depending on the missile?
Yeah. A couple billion dollars of euros and a shit ton of the British economy.
It's going to suck. Just trying to fund that. Hang on, guys. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to look for good... video.
Absolutely.
Which, by the way, is not as easy as it looks.
Mm.
Hold on. I got an idea. Nuclear cannon. Yes, by
nuclear
the way,
cannon.
Yes, we did have nuclear cannons. Yay! But we were testing them.
Right.
And basically, of course, what this does, it basically launches a 280-millimeter shell.
Oh.
And about 100 or so miles away, depending on where you are. Like, if you're up in a mountain, I could definitely see 100 miles. It's just a nasty toy to use.
Right.
Hmm.
And I just sent you guys the video on this conversation.
Hmm.
Allison, you might want to...
We will watch it.
So basically, my point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that my biggest fear, though, is what happens, of course, if the nuclear sites are overrun by ISIS and ISIS gets their hands on
them.
That's my biggest concern. That once ISIS gets their hands on these little toys,
which are dead.
Yeah. Remember what happened with the Taliban and the Russians in Afghanistan?
Yeah.
Russia, you never learn.
Right.
Yeah, and ISIS sometimes were that.
Actually, there is a difference, I just realized, because Putin is actually smarter than Gorbachev.
Okay.
By how much?
Put it this way, Gorbachev was actually dumb enough to leave his toys behind when he withdrew from Afghanistan.
Uh-huh.
And ISIS now has control of those toys due to the Taliban surrendering to them.
Right.
So basically, there's no more Taliban. All you're going to have to deal with now is ISIS.
Right. That still isn't good.
It's not. And my biggest fear is this. What happens if we leave nuclear technology?
Who's in the wrong hands?
And liberals are going to argue with me saying, oh, Russia isn't crazy enough to use nukes. I'm like, oh, yes, they are. You don't know the Russians.
Yes.
Yeah. Russians are not somebody you should underestimate. They're nuts, but in a good way. At least they know how to get the job done.
Absolutely.
But my biggest fear, though, is this. Nuclear winter, it depends on how many nukes that you launch. And you don't know how many nuclear ballistic missiles or tactical ballistic missiles in this sense that Putin is going to be launching.
Right.
But if you see a whole bunch of bright lights, yay, 4th of July came early. Oh, wait, nuclear winter.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
It's like an episode of Rain Man. Oh, definitely not good. Definitely not good.
Definitely not good.
No, not at all. Basically, of course, you're going to look at a whole entire different Syria in that case.
Right, yeah.
Because you're going to have to worry about Syrian refugees escaping the blast zone.
True.
If Russia does not get ISIS under control, they're going to trigger a hammer-down protocol, which means leveling the entire country with nuclear weapons.
Right.
As a last resort, as a possibility. But again, we don't know that much information as of yet.
Right. Right. We can only speculate. And we can only speculate
that this does not happen.
Right. And we can only speculate that we will be back on Wednesday. No, we can't speculate that. We will be back on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait, that might be.
Yes, and I'll be back with more information on the Syria, Russian,
and
ISIS.
And, yeah, we
shenanigans when I get more info.
Definitely. We will be back on Wednesday with that and more subjects. And,
yes.
And, it's going
to
be
you might hear my phone. We don't know.
Yeah,
who knows? We might have
made also,
play.
Yes.
We might also get a special guest who actually wants to say goodbye.
Hey,
German Homer.
I
don't
want
her
to say goodbye.
See you,
Vader. Yeah, see you. Anyway, loser. Fucking. Anyway. Fucking
wanker.
Yeah, we have to go.
For
we will talk to you soon. And we will talk to you on Wednesday. Have a great night.
Yeah,
bye. Good night. Good night. Good night.